I titled this, An Intimate Relationship with Yahweh. Do you have one? So we're going to start out with Isaiah or Yeshaya 45, 5, 6, and 7. Five, I am Yahweh, and there is no one else. Besides me, there is no El. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am Yahweh, and there is no one else. Seven, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I am Yahweh that does all these things. There is only one El. There's only one mighty Elohim. Here is the foundation to that intimate relationship with Yah. 1 John 2:3. And by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. And it actually is that simple to maintain and start to have your intimate relationship with Yahweh. It begins with your walk in his Torah. In order to know Yahweh, we must think like Yahweh. In order to think like Yahweh, we must have the mind of Yahweh. In order to have the mind of Yahweh, we must have the set-apart Holy Spirit of Yahweh. The set-apart Holy Spirit is Yah's heart, Yah's mind, and Yah's character. The set-apart Holy Spirit can turn a self-centered, worldly, carnal mind into the spiritual, righteous, loving mind of Yahweh. The set-apart Holy Spirit can only come after true repentance. And true repentance can only come when you bury yourself in immersion through Yahshua's name. And that is when the beginning of your walk with Yahshua begins. To think as one with Yahweh is to be intimate with Yahweh. Once we have attained the ability to think like Yah, to think like Yah's, Yah El, his El's like mine, we come to understand why we are spiritually motivated to keep Yah's commandments, his Torah. Because they are our commandments now also. How could we not want to keep them? When you bury yourself in the name of Yahshua and you start to walk with Yahshua, the commandments that Yahshua walked in are also our commandments now. So what do we receive and understand from the mind of Yahweh? That the Tanakh, First Testament, and that the Brit Hadashah, the Last Testament, are the perfect spiritually inspired mind of Yahweh and is never changing. It will never change. Two, there is no spiritual difference between the Torah commandments of Yahweh given through Moshe, Moses, and the prophets or the Torah commandments given through Messiah Yahshua and his apostles. The worldly-minded man, both Yahudite, Jewish person, and the foreigner, misunderstand Yah's Torah commandments, because they are under the spirit of error. Three, the worldly-minded man cannot understand the spirit of Yah or those with the belief of Yahshua. They see everything from a physical perspective. They see everything from the point of if they can't see it, touch it, smell it, or hear it, they have no belief in it. Worldly-minded men seek either free salvation, a get-out-of-jail-free card, the lie of once saved, always saved, or earn salvation by works of the letter of the Torah, not out of an obedience of love, which is the spirit of the Torah word, but they do it out of fear. The belief of Yahshua is to walk as Yahshua walked. Yahshua is the living Torah word. Yahshua elevated the Torah into the spirit now. Whereas he's taken the letter and taken it and he raised it up into the spirit, which if you do not have Yahweh's spirit, it is impossible for you, for anyone to actually walk with Yahshua. You must have Yahweh's spirit in order to accomplish that task. And that means you must bury yourself. You must decrease and Yahshua must increase. If that does not happen, you are going to be incapable to walk this path. Galatians 4:9. But now that you have come to know Yahweh, or rather to be known by Yahweh, how turn you back again to the weak and beggarly rudiments to which you desire to be in bondage over again? 1 John 4, 7:8. 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of Yahweh. And everyone that loves is begotten of Yahweh and knows Yahweh. And here again, this I don't recall the verse in Yah's word where Yahshua says about loving your neighbor. In order to come to a love for Yahweh, first you must learn to love your fellow man. If you cannot come to love your fellow man, you will never be able to come to the truth to love Yahweh. 8. Whoever does not love does not know Yahweh, because Yahweh is love. Yahweh is pure love. And love in Hebrew, as transliterated, means to regard, to cherish, and to protect. So if you love Yahweh, you will regard Yahweh with everything you have. You will cherish Yahweh with everything he has given you. And you will protect his word up to and if necessary with a testimony of your own life. To know or be known by Yahweh means that you have an intimate relationship with the Creator and spiritual truth. Then you become an extension of Yahweh, as Messiah Yahshua is through Yah's set-apart Holy Spirit. Same like mine, you will think like Yahweh. Same heart, your heart will be the same as Yahweh's in pure love. Same character. Being of Yahweh and walking in the belief and faith of Yahshua is how you have intimacy with Yahweh. You will think and have the logic of Yahweh. You will have Yah's heart, which is pure love. You will behave, act, and carry yourself by the standards of Yah's word. The place of those who do not know Yahweh and so not walk with Messiah Yahshua. Job 18:5 through 21. And this is in reference where Job is speaking of those who do not know Yahweh. This is what's going to come for them. 5. Yes, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. 6. The light shall be dark in his tent, and his lamp above him shall be put out. 7. The steps of his strength shall be straightened, shortened, and his own counsel shall cast him down. 8. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walks upon the toils. 9. A gin shall take him by the heel, and snares shall lay hold on him. 10. A noose is hid for him in the ground, and a trap for him in the way. 11. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side, and shall chase him at his heels. 12. His strength shall be hungered, and calamity shall be ready at his side. 13. The members of his body shall be devoured. Yes, the firstborn of death shall devour his members. 14. He shall be rooted out of his tent in which he trusted, and he shall be brought to the king of terrors. 15. There shall dwell in his tent that which is none of his. Brimstone shall be scattered upon his habitation. 16. His roots shall be dried up beneath, and above shall his branch be cut off. 17. His remembrance shall perish from the earth, and he shall have no name in the street. 18. He shall be driven from light into darkness and chased out of the world. 19. He shall have neither son nor kinsmen among his people, nor any remaining where he sojourned. 20. They that come after shall be astonished at his day, as they went before were frightened. As they that went before were frightened. 21. Surely such are the dwellings of the unrighteous, and this is the place of him that knows not El. There was a time in my life that I was here, before I knew Yahshua, that all these things that Job is speaking of were nipping at my heels, that I was constantly running away from these things. I am very grateful that is not the case for me today. Here are 10 different words and their application in our intimate relationship with Yahweh as we grow and mature in El's word. Each English word has the definition from Webster's dictionary. I also have the corresponding transliterated Hebrew word and its definition from Strong's Concordance. I also have verses from Yah's word with the use of said words and their application. So let us begin. Trust. Definition. Assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. One in which confidence is placed. Dependence on something future or contingent. Trust in Hebrew means batak. Strong's 982, definition, to trust. Psalm 28:7. Yahweh is my strength and my shield. My heart has trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. Psalm 143:8. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Yeshaya, Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the water, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Now, trust for me is something that is a tough walk for me. I struggle with it, like I'm sure a lot of us do. But I will say the one person who has given me the standard of trust is my wife. When I flail and I'm floundering and I see her stand strong, it is such an inspiration to me, and it shows me the strength of character that she has. And I hope someday that I can have that character my wife has. Steadfast. Definition. Very devoted or loyal to a person. Belief or cause. Not changing. Firm in belief. Determination or adherence. Immovable. Steadfast in Hebrew. Kun is the proper pronunciation. Strong's 35:59. Definition, to be firm. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of Yahweh, knowing that your labor is not in vain with Yahweh. 2 Peter 3:17. You therefore, beloved, knowing these things beforehand, beware lest, being carried away with the error of the wicked, you fall from your own steadfastness. Steadfast for me is also another difficult trial for me. I through my past experiences in my fleshly life, I was always one who tried to be a man of principle and stay strong and stay steadfast. Do not yield. Stand on what Yahweh teaches you. Stand on it all the way to the end. Righteous. Definition. Webster's. 1. Good. Morally admirable. 2. Clean-handed. Guiltless. Innocent. Free from evil or guilt. 3. Just. Especially of what is legal or ethically right or proper or fitting. 4. Moral. Concerned with principles of right and wrong. Conforming to standards of behavior and character based on those principles. 5. Virtuous, morally excellent. 6. Worthy, having worth or merit or value, being honorable or admirable. Righteous in Hebrew, tzaddik. Definition for righteous, just. Strong's 66:62. Deuteronomy 4:8. And what great nation is there that has statutes and ordinances so righteous as all this law, Torah, Torah, which I set before you today. Deuteronomy 6, 24, 25. 24. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our El, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive at this day. 25. And it shall be righteousness to us if we observe to do all this commandment before Yahweh our Elohim, as he has commanded us. Psalm 119:7. I will give thanks to you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments, your Torah. 62, 119:62. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. 75. I know, O Yahweh, that your judgments are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. 119:106. I have sworn and have confirmed it, that I will observe your righteous ordinances. 119:137. Righteous are you, O Yahweh, and upright are your judgments. 119:138. You have commanded your testimonies in righteousness and great faithfulness. 119:160. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances endures forever. 119:164. 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous ordinances. 119:172. Let my tongue sing of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Luke 1:6. And they were both righteous before Elohim, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of Yahweh blameless. Romans 2:13. For the hearers of the law, the Torah, are not just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law, Torah, shall be justified. There are many who have heard the Torah, many who have heard. Not many do it. And it's the doing that counts, not the hearing. 1 John 2:29. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone also that does righteousness is begotten of him. 1 John 3:2 through 10. 2. Beloved, now we are children of El, and it is not yet made manifest what we shall be. We know that if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him even as he is. And what a glorious day that will be. 3. And everyone that has this hope set on him purifies himself, even as he is pure. And purifying yourself is a striving to become righteous before the eyes of Yahweh. 4. Everyone that commits sin also transgresses the law, Torah. For sin is the transgression of the law, Torah. The Torah teaches us and describes what sin is according to Yahweh. A lot of man likes to think he can describe sin according to what his own eyes say. That's not how Yahweh works. It's Yahweh's ordinances, his judgments, and so forth and so on that teach us the righteousness that we need to know. 5. And you know that he was manifested to take away sins, and in him is no sin. 6. Whoever remains in him does not sin. Whoever sins has not seen him, neither knows him. 7. Little children, let no man lead you astray. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 8. He that does sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. To this end was the Son of Yahweh manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 9. Whoever is begotten of Yahweh does not practice sin, because his seed remains in him, and he may not practice sin, because he is begotten of Yahweh. 10. In this, the children of Yahweh are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whoever does not righteousness is not of Yahweh, neither he that does not love his brother. Courage. Definition. The ability to do something that you know is difficult or dangerous. The mental strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. Hebrew, ametz. Definition, to be stout, strong, bold, alert. Strong's 553. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be terrified of them. For Yahweh your El, he it is that goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch, stand fast in the faith, be manly, be strong. There was a time when I was of the flesh world that I thought I had a good understanding of courage. Courage meant to me when I was in the service and throughout my life to never run from a fight. And there has come, with walking with Yahshua, I have had and needed courage to a degree more than I ever thought was possible, because it's not an easy walk. It's a hard walk. Yahshua said it would be the hardest thing we would ever do. And I am very grateful for the Spirit, that the Spirit does give me the ability to stand strong and have the courage that I need at times. That what I thought was courage at one time is not the kind of courage that Yahweh was really trying to impart on me as the way I understand it now. Zealous. Definition. Feeling or showing strong and energetic support for a person, cause, filled with zeal. Hebrew. Kana. Definition. To be zealous or jealous. Strong's 70:65. Yeshaya, Isaiah 59:17. And he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a mantle. Revelation 3:19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. For me, I'm a very zealous man. And there are times when my zealousness needs to be tempered. And Yahweh is teaching me this. There's nothing wrong with zeal, but in the same respect, don't burn everything down on your way through with your zeal. And that is, being the type of individual I am, I need work on this. And I ask Yahweh to give me the ability to temper my zeal and at the same time love doing what I do. Believe. Definition. To have a firm faith. To accept something as true, genuine, or real. To have a firm conviction to the goodness, efficacy, or ability of something. Hebrew, aman. Definition, to confirm, support. Strong's 5:39. John 3:36. He that believes on the Son has eternal life. But he that obeys not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Elohim remains on him. John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that hears my word and believes him that sent me has eternal life, and comes not into a judgment, but has passed out of death into life. And what is it that Yahshua was speaking of that to hear? Yahshua is the Torah in the Spirit. And having the belief of Yahshua is walking as Yahshua walked. And Yahshua walked in the Torah. That's how Yahshua walked. And we are to walk the way Yahshua walked. We are to follow him in his footsteps. Peace. Definition, a state of tranquility or quiet. Freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. Harmony in personal relationships. Hebrew, shalom. Definition, completeness, soundness, welfare, peace. Strong's 79:65. Psalm 29:11. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Psalm 119:165. Great peace have they that love your Torah, law, and they have no occasion of stumbling. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. I know for myself, my life recently, probably the past 3 months or so, has been a lot of turmoil. And for me, I remember early on beginning about how, I don't recall the verse, but where Yahweh speaks of to seek refuge in his word. And when I reach that point where I'm allowing when my peace is being disturbed, it most likely has to do with because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And then at that point, what I do is I open Yahweh's word and I seek my refuge in that. I hide in his word. And that's where I stay until I retain and regain what Yahweh has intended for me to have. Joy, definition, a feeling of great happiness, a source or cause of great happiness, success in doing, finding, or getting something. Hebrew, simcha, definition, joy, gladness. Strong's 80:57. Proverbs 10:28. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. Yeshaya, Isaiah 35:10. And the ransomed of Yahweh shall return and come with singing to Zion. An everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Boy, I can't wait till the sorrow and sighing flee. Jacob, James, or Jacob. Count it all, Jacob, James 1, 2, and 3. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you shall fall into manifold temptations. 3, knowing that the proving of your faith works patience. Another thing that I've had a lot of work to do on is learning to acquire patience and seeing things through to the end, and then they're always going to end the way you want them to end. Endure. Definition. To undergo a hardship, especially without giving in. To regard with acceptance or tolerance. To continue to exist in the same state or condition. Hebrew, yakol. Definition, to be able, have power, to prevail. Strong's 32:01. Matthew 24:13. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Romans 5:3-4. And not only so, but we rejoice in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation works endurance. I know how that verse applies to me. I struggle with the tribulation that I go through, and sometimes I really don't like it. But at the same time, when I have come out on the other end of what I needed to learn because of that tribulation has been a blessing. 4, and endurance, approval, and approval, hope. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There has no temptation taken you, but such as a man can bear. But Yahweh is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted of above what you are able, but will with the temptation make also the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. And he has for me every time. Jacob, Jacob 1:12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he shall receive the crown of life, which Yahweh promised to them that love him. Love. Definition. A strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties. Affection based on admiration, benevolence, or common interests. Warm attachment, enthusiasm, or devotion. An assurance of affection. Unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern for the good of another. A person's adoration for Yahweh. Hebrew, kabab. Definition. To regard, cherish, and protect. Strong's 22:45. Psalm 31:16. Make your face to shine upon your servant. Save me in your loving kindness. Proverbs 3:11-12. My son, despise not the chastening of Yahweh, neither be weary of his reproof. 12. For whom Yahweh loves, he corrects, even as a father, the son in whom he delights. Well, I know Yahweh loves me because he's correcting me all the time. Mark 12:30-31. 30. And you shall love Yahweh your El with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. 31. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And those two verses just laid out the Ten Commandments. John 14:15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. John 14:21. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. John 14:23. Yahshua answered and said to him, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. John 15:10. If you keep my commandments, you shall remain in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If you're partaking of the world, you're not of the Father. And with that, I will say, Yah bless.